So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets go on sale. Actually, they are now. NUSports.com if you would like to get in on it. For the Bears against the Packers on Sunday, they'll have Alshon Jeffrey back. He's off that PED suspension. He missed the last 4 games for the Bears.
Really, it's kind of been business as usual with him. You know, he plugged right back in from, you know, Monday, you know, in the team meeting when he was a while back. You know, we're not allowed to communicate with him or, you know, have any contact. So, I think, you know, the guys were excited to see him. He was excited to be back. You know, these guys, you know, love doing it. So he missed it.
That is head coach John Fox as they get ready for that game. They're not going to have Marquise Wilson. He is out. He's got a broken foot. It is the foot he has injured before. They are not sure if he'll need surgery, but likely done for the rest of the year. Eddie Royal is out as well. And also a report today from Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, who says that John Fox likely is going to be gone at the end of the season, gone from the Bears anyway. Jim Bob Cooter in the story was mentioned as a potential replacement for Fox if that were to happen. Around the NFL, Vikings running back Adrian Peterson says he is going to play Sunday as he comes back from a torn meniscus. The Vikings will take on the Colts that day. And Aroldis Chapman today, during a conference call, he's back with the Yankees. And during that call, he said that He thought he was misused during the World Series. Said he wasn't really happy with the way Cubs manager Joe Maddon decided to use him, especially that Game 6 where he pitched a third inning and then came back for Game 7. He wound up giving up that game-tying home run to Rajay Davis. Bulls, oh man, they looked really bad last night against Milwaukee. They get a second chance against them immediately. Tonight they will play again. This time, though, they will be at the United Center. And here in town in Jackson Park, Tiger Woods will be the lead designer of a championship golf course that's going to be built there. This update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down Bears-Packers and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick is on the NFL Network, and you read his work at NFL.com. He's also on Twitter at Coach Billick, and he is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Brian, hello.
Good afternoon.
So we listened to John Fox after the Bears lost, and I have been around enough coaches, enough Bears coaches and others to know that when I hear a coach unsolicitedly talking about their team's effort, stuff like, well, you know for sure it's not the effort, and boy, what an effort, I hear two things. I hear a coach reminding people how hard the players may be playing for him. And secondarily, I can sometimes hear a coach trying to send the message that we can play hard, but my general manager just isn't getting me the horses I need. Is there something to that sometimes, or is that just putting too much into it?
No, you know, and particularly this time of year, and you have any number of teams that are obviously trying to finish this thing out professionally with some dignity and trying to point toward the future if they can. And there's a couple things that you're right, that is kind of obligatory of coaches anymore. One is the fact of, well, we all got to play better. I got to coach better. My coaches have got to be better. You have to almost obligatorily throw yourself under the bus. It's just standard procedure. And you're right. Every coach is going to talk about the effort of his team, because the idea that a player has given up as though that is the coach's fault. That's the part that bristles me a little bit. If you're giving up, it's, you're not giving up on your coach. You're giving up on your team and yourself. But that is the indictment that people lay at the feet of coaches, is the idea the team has quit. They're not giving an effort. And that's why you hear so many coaches, particularly at this time of the season, after a tough season, make sure they point out, well, look, the guys played hard.
So it does touch a nerve then. There's just something to the nature of coaching and that kind of responsibility that hits at some very significant things at the essence of what coaches do.
Oh, absolutely. Because once that begins, once that chatter of you've lost the locker room, they're not playing hard, which again, I have an issue with looking at it from the coach's side, obviously. But that's a death knell. That's a tough one. Because once that rock starts down the hill, it's not going to get stopped. And so that's why coaches, and you hear it every coach. I mean, you're going to hear it sometime in the news conference or the next day where, well, the guys played hard. We just didn't play well enough.
Brian, when a team that's playing a lot of young players because they don't have any choice plays maybe a little bit better than they have all season, what do you make of that? Is it fool's gold, or is it something to take into the next season? How do you evaluate those sorts of games?
No, it's very real. That's one of the byproducts, good byproducts. If you have some second-level players, particularly young players, that are put in that position, the best part about it is beyond accelerating their growth is next year, particularly if they're in, go back to a secondary role, you have a very firm understanding and a very firm base of that players you know in a secondary role that you're going to have to get to, because there's going to be injuries at some point, or you're going to need for them to step up. And now, particularly if it's a second or third year player that maybe hasn't played a lot, and you know in this coming season that they're going to a degree, and you just don't know. I wonder if they're up to this. Now you know. Now you know what they can and cannot do. So that can become a real asset.
We talked earlier in the show with all that's being made of the Bears and Packers potentially being in record-setting cold. And Tom Brady was up front about it, saying, hey, you know, we practice in this stuff. It's just part of football, and whatever the weather is, we practice in it. Where Bill Belichick almost completely takes it out of the discussion. It's just, it is not an issue. You go outside and you play, because that's what you're supposed to do, and that's how the game is played. Is that a way to coach the mental aspect of some of this stuff? Because an entire roster of kids from Florida and Louisiana and California might honestly be uncomfortable in some of it, but I guess it's mind over matter and job over matter in this case.
Yeah, and you want to play it to your advantage. I remember visiting, of course, we were in Minnesota. We played indoors, but of course we played Chicago. We played Green Bay. And I remember when I was doing games for Fox, talking to the players in Green Bay, I remember Aaron Rodgers was saying, he says, no, you don't. I'm as cold as the guy that's coming in here from L.A. or San Francisco. I'm just used to it. And I don't mean just used to it on the field. I'm used to it when I go to the market. I'm used to it when I go to the cleaners. I'm used to walking. I mean, your life is just used to the cold more so than someone that's coming from a warmer climate. And so, yeah, that can be an advantage to a degree. But at the end of the day, physically, yeah, does it make the difference in the game? You know, most athletes at that point are going to be able to play through it. When you're cold, you're just flat cold, and there's nothing more you can do about it than try to get warm and just try to mentally push through it.
You know what I loved about covering games in the Metrodome and when you were there part of the time is that you and your staff and all both teams had to walk through the press box to get to your seats upstairs. Like literally through the same room in which we were all sitting, you know, writing stories and reporting. So like you'd hear arguing in the hallway. And then the door would open and everybody would have their teeth gritted. They'd be muttering to themselves and they would walk. It would take like 5 seconds to walk through. And then you'd hear the arguments pick up again as soon as you got out of the press box.
Yeah, that was always my favorite thing. going through the middle of the press. You're right. Coming to and from and going out. It's fine when you're winning. But I missed the Metrodome. That was a great venue for me. I haven't been to the new one yet. I need to get there. I understand it's just a fantastic facility, but the old Metrodome, there were some qualities about it that you're right, that was another element to it that always made it interesting.
What'd you make of Richard Sherman going off last night, and how do you think Pete Carroll handled it today?
Well, Pete, no matter what happens, I mean, you could have bodies in the closets. I mean, you could have, and it would be, oh, no, we're fine. Pete's classifier's just, oh, no, it's no big deal. No big deal. The Thursday night discussion is a legitimate one for the players. It will be a legitimate one for the players. I'm not a big, huge fan of Thursday night games either. Again, the numbers say that the injuries are no more evident on Thursday night. The quality of play, I think, has more to do with the fact that you don't have a lot of great matchups on Thursday night. But, and the players can complain about it all they want until they realize, well, wait a minute, if we get rid of Thursday night, that's about $450 million that comes out of the TV contract. Your money's based on a percentage. So that number's coming down. I think once they begin to realize that if Thursday nights go away, that's going to affect their contracts, I think you'll see a whole lot more love and affection for Thursday night games.
He was also complaining about the play call from the 1 yard line. He doesn't like them throwing. He referenced the Super Bowl and then went off about it again after attacking the coaching staff during the game, went off on it after the game. Pete handled it today and said, no, everything's fine. That's just Richard being passionate. If you're the head coach and you're calling the offensive plays and someone's questioning your play calls, are you on the verge of mutiny there, or do you allow a certain amount of guys blown off steam during a game like that?
No, you got to address it either individually or collectively. Normally individually say, you know, you got to sit down with the guy, look, in that instance, and I've been in that situation, what is it you want here? What is it? Let me help you here. What are you trying to accomplish? Because this isn't, just put yourself in a situation where if the offensive coordinator had come back and go, you know what, I was concerned and just would have jammed a little bit better on that one play and not given up that 20-yard plays, we'd probably win. I really wish he would do that. It would not be tolerated. It would be absolute suicide. But no, you do have to address it. Now, not publicly. You're going to go, now we're fine. That's just all part of it. And the passion. We excuse a lot for passion, but that's something that at some point does have to be addressed. Not necessarily publicly, but sit down with the players and what do you want here? Because to go down this path, it usually does not end well.
Watching Jared Goff, I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to look for some green shoots there, some reason to think that you can be hopeful about his development. And yet it is just the start, and I'm certainly not writing him off. But, man, I can only imagine how the guys that decided to draft him feel when I'm trying really hard, and I just see a guy for whom the game looks really fast, who struggles to keep his eyes down the field when there are bodies flying at him, whose feet don't look comfortable. And I'm just wondering what you see and how optimistic you still are about his development, considering where he was taken.
Well, you're right on both counts. One, it's not fair to judge him under the circumstances he's in right now, coming in late on a team that's really struggling. They've now changed the coach. We really don't know any more about Jared Goff now than we did when we took him as the first overall pick, and that's fair. The organization, I'm sure, is going to feel committed and sell the next new head coach on the fact that, look, we got a lot of pieces in place, including our quarterback. You can develop this guy. That's why they'll likely lean towards an offensive guy. But on the flip side, I don't disagree with you. I think maybe now we see why Jeff Fisher didn't want to put him in. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not ready to write him off. But yeah, he does not look like a guy that should have been the first overall pick in the draft.
Do you have any idea why Jerry Jones says the things that he does? And is he doing Dak Prescott any favors by speaking every week about Tony Romo?
Well, the good thing is that this is standard procedure for Jerry, so it's not like it's anything new. But the Cowboys now, and it's only typical of the Cowboys, they're in an absolute no-win situation unless they win a Super Bowl. Because no matter what they do, they should have done the other thing if they don't go to and win a Super Bowl. If they leave Dak in and it doesn't turn out, they could go to the championship game, lose on a last-minute field goal. Well, if you had a Tony Romo in, you'd be going to a Super Bowl. If Tony Romo goes in the exact same situation, well, the guy was 11-2. Why did you pull a Dak Prescott? So it's a no-win situation for them. I will say this, that when you look at the scenario right now, Dak Prescott, he's been brilliant. He's done a great job. He's 11-2. But in the last two games, they're 2 of 24 on third down. And when you look at the explosiveness, they're going to end up with about 50-some-odd explosive plays. 2 years ago in 2014, when they ran virtually the same, had the same kind of production in the running game. Defense was about the same. Tony Romo had 74 explosive plays. So with a Tony Romo sitting there, this is a tough call. There's no absolute right way to go. I can see staying with Dak Prescott, but there's got to be a part of you. I know it's not in Dallas, but that Super Bowl is in Texas now. Jerry's going to, you know, and the affection they have for Tony Romo, if Dak Prescott should struggle again, and he may very well against this Tampa defense, it is playing very, very well. It's going to create a real, crisis of conscience for them to decide, we got a guy like Tony Romo sitting right here. Should we not make that move? There's going to be a lot of sleepless nights.
There's a lot of talk about available tickets, understandably, at Soldier Field on Sunday for the Bears and Packers. And if people are looking, I know the first place they should head, Brian, is SeatGeek.com.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the largest repository of secondary tickets on the market. The thing I love about it, you get the SeatGeek app. They have what's called a deal score. It tells you exactly the value you're getting for your seat. And then, of course, every seat acquired through SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed.
Brian, thank you as always. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys.
Brian Billick, always an interesting football voice, as is Dan Durkin of The Athletic, who will be on The Score in just about 20 minutes to give us his breakdown of Bears and Packers. Always inside the X's and O's, he gives us the why of when things happen, not just pointing out that it happened or to whom it happened, but why it happened and how it can improve. So we will do that in just a bit. You should be here. It should be the start of your weekend as the snow is beginning to fall. You can come to Geneva. You can come right here to Old Town Pub and Eatery and enjoy some Bud Light. You can raise one to right now, and you might win Bulls tickets on The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
I'm
everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Longtime Turner Sports broadcaster Craig Sager has died at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer. Folks inevitably will point to his flamboyant style and the crazy suits that he used to wear. Others will surely point to the quality and consistency of his work. I will remember all of that about him, but to me, the man's true legacy was the way he battled the monster. Cancer is the worst thing ever. We all know how terrifying, painful, and relentless that monster can be, yet Sager took it on. He went right at it. Publicly and relentlessly, hopping cross-country flights, prepping for his games and his interviews, standing on the sidelines, sleeping in hotel rooms, all while undergoing intense treatments. That, to me, is the man's legacy. The way he waged battle in such a courageous manner and did so in a public fashion. Rest in peace. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Your wife or girlfriend would love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. And guess what? You can. And you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She will love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time. Save money. Save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And if you want huge year-end savings, you have to head over to Mattress Firm for their year-end closeout sale.
This is crazy. It's 50% off select floor models, Yar. Up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. So you got to get in there. It is time sensitive because there's a limited number of floor models on which you can get these kind of discounts. While you're in there, make sure you try out the custom collection. That's crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. Those are the luxury lines. That's Stearns and Foster. That's Beautyrest. And the one I have, the Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, and they have something for every budget available with queen sets as low as $179.99. And you will not get a lower price than at Mattress Firm. If you can find a lower price and a comparable mattress set, you bring that add-in and they will beat it by 10% or it's free. And while you're there, ask them about their sleep happy guarantee.
You can also, and this is important, get no interest financing for 5 years. And I always say when you really do the math in your head, don't just look at the one number. Because first of all, that number is going to be subject to all these year-end closeout discounts. And then you say, okay, well, if in 5 years there's no interest in financing it, you can get a number per night, per actual night. You just start dividing it out by 12 and 365 and all that stuff. And you say, okay, per month, per week, per night. And then you say, oh, that's really not that much for this big an upgrade in my sleep.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, you get in there and you let the mattress and sleep experts walk you through their very simple process and they will find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. I'm telling you, you're going to sleep better at night, you're going to feel better every morning. It's Mattress Firm, save money,
sleep happy.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on Transcendental Enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You really want to be the sixth caller right now to the contest line at 312-591-6700. Because if you are, you will win a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. Boris and Bernstein Show, Barry Rosner in here. We had some people react when you were talking about Artemi Panarin and the one-timer. I think we missed maybe the definitive answer hockey.
That, I got that text from a couple friends of mine right away.
Yeah, that Brett Hull would be the guy known for his ability to do that.
Yeah, he would go down on one knee, and he'd take that cross-ice pass and bury it.
Just the hand-eye coordination, the balance, the low center of gravity, and just the ability. It's like like a hitter. And I've always said that some of what a hockey player is asked to do when you've got a shot coming at you, the redirects, the guys that are able to stand there and on purpose redirect a puck that's going 120 miles an hour, and especially on the one-timer, it's maybe not a slap shot, but it's pretty close, that it's moving pretty fast, and you are actually winding up to do it.
Yeah, that's next-level kind of stuff. That is not easy to do, and it can be as hard as some guys' slap shots, for sure.
I had an embarrassing moment in basement hockey. Really, really bad. I'm still living it down. I tried to clear it. It was in the goal. I made a terrific save. I tried to clear it, and I bounced it off the couch and in. It just sucked. I mean, I just haven't heard the end of it. And then
son laughing at you?
Oh, and yeah. then of course, when it's his turn, he goes, "Hey, here, I'm going to do an impersonation. Who am I?" And then, of course, proceeds to do the slow motion version of what it looked like. I said, "Okay, yes, thank you very much."
Can't be easy to be you ever, really, any part of your day.
Especially driving home today, or sitting next to you for 5 hours. I mean, I guess you're absolutely right.
Which one would be worse?
Well, I don't know. The snow out here doesn't look as bad as they said it was going to be. So maybe
you know who we need.
I know.
You know who we need.
Hey, he was. I saw him last night on the weather patio. careful. You can't. I don't know what happened to overexcited weatherman.
Where is he?
Last night he was on the weather patio, even in the cold. In what was left of the fading daylight, there he was on the quote unquote weather patio.
He's the guy we need today. Find out what our ride home is going to be like.
I know, but hey, I think he was renditioned somewhere, and he's being waterboarded for the secrets. I have no idea what happened. I cannot help you. All I know is that I feel bad about it, and you should feel bad about
it. I do feel bad about it.
Okay. Well,
feel very bad about it.
We'll find
it. It's kind of help we need on a day like today. It's on you to discover where he is and what's happening to him.
And the 312 says, Dan, did you say there's questions about ticket availability for the Bears-Packers game? No, I didn't. I said there's a lot of talk right now about the availability because so many tickets are going to be available. And there's a belief that there's going to be a lot more Packer fans than usual because they have more to care about with their team and might look at this as an opportunity to go be Packer fans, which means just sit out in the cold. They're either going to be sitting on a lake catching perch or sitting at a football game.
Yeah, how much different would ice fishing be than being out at Soldier Field?
However, ice fishing has changed. And the quote-unquote serious ice fisher people now have...
Not the Steve Fisher people.
No, it used to be you sat in the cold by a hole or multiple holes with your tip-ups or your ice fishing gear and you caught fish. I kid you not that right now, and as I couldn't even, if I tried to exaggerate this, I'd probably still be underplaying it, but the guys that have the tricked out ice fishing sheds now, with heaters in them that heat the air but don't compromise the safety of the ice.
They have TVs?
They've got generators for whatever electrical they need. They've got full bars. They've got, I mean, I'm telling you, it's like a sports bar that just happens to be out on the ice while you're catching fish.
That's not even really ice fishing, is it?
Well, that's kind of although it is kind of cool, it's the equivalent of sitting in your living room and cutting a hole in the floor and fishing.
Why not just sit in your living room then?
Because you can't fish. You're not going to pull a 10-pound lake trout just out of your basement by drilling a hole through there.
You might.
Well, didn't Carl Malone put a bass stream in his house?
I don't know.
I think he did. Big hillbilly. I think Carl Malone actually built a house that had a river running through the middle of it in which he would catch bass.
A river runs through it.
Yes.
As it were.
Scoreboard update.
Movie reference.
How hard is it to catch a fish in your own house if you have them in your house?
Doesn't sound very difficult.
Yeah, it can't be. I don't get it.
It's tricky, Ronji. You got to get a license and everything.
You need a license in your own house?
Yeah.
It's really messed up. It's not as lucrative as it seems.
Yeah, you have to have a license to if you want to build an addition to your own house. So I guess you have to have one to fish too.
Like a permit thing? I don't know. Or actually fish for permit. But he had, if you're stocking, it can't be that fun if you've got a river that runs through your house where you have to buy the fish and put the fish in there. And then is there any thrill in catching them?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I got another one.
Why not?
I done hooked one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the fish are trained to jump on your hook. I mean, they're still trying to get away from you. So there's got to be some level of skill involved or luck. Don't you think?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. You've been to those dude ranches? Come on.
You know those
the trout dude ranches where you put a little piece of cheese on there and they're so miserable about their existence that they can't wait to get on a hook and be eaten.
Mm-mm. No, fish don't have feelings.
Those do. You can see it in their
Nirvana
eyes.
Wrote about it.
They can, you know, those poor rainbow trout. You can, like the ones at the boat and RV show that the kids are trying to catch. They want to die.
You cannot tell if a fish is miserable.
They're holding up signs that say "Fry me in butter right now."
I've yet to see that.
Let's go.
Do you have a link? From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. No Marquise Wilson for Sunday for the Bears as they take on the Packers. Wilson has a broken foot, and it looks like his time with the Bears is done, certainly for the season. Eddie Royal is not going to be able to play either. And Mike Freeman this afternoon of Bleacher Report said that Fox, the head coach of the team, that's John Fox, likely gone at the end of this season. Talking about some potential replacements, Jim Bob Cooter was mentioned as one of them. Aroldis Chapman, former Cubs closer, in a press conference, or rather a conference call, introduced with the Yankees today, says he thinks Cubs manager Joe Maddon did not use him properly during the World Series. Says he shouldn't have pitched that third inning in Game 6. Also, Baltimore has announced the signing of former Cubs catcher Wellington Castillo. Bulls will play Milwaukee tonight. It is the back end of a home-and-home. They lost badly last night. They will host them at the United Center tonight. Join the Mully and Hanley Show, Spiegel and Goff, and Boers and Bernstein on the road. The Scores Holiday Broadcast at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Thursday, 5 in the morning to 6 p.m. See everybody broadcast live. We'll give away great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with the Score. It is brought to you by Lover's Lane and Viking Ski Shop. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They'll break down Bears, Packers, and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
Dan Durkin is going to join us with Bears and Packers information, so keep it here. Top of the hour, some Bulls talk with Casey Johnson of the Tribune, the Boers and Bernstein Show on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
After you end up buying it for somebody, you say, wait a second, I don't want to get this for somebody else. I want to get it for myself. And then you're going to get two of these family gift packs from Omaha Steaks because, frankly, they're awesome. And you can do it right now without going to a mall, without dealing with people or crowds. You simply go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code DANB in the search bar. And it's going to take you right to that family gift pack. And it's 77% off the regular price. It's only $49.99, and it's all great stuff from Omaha Steaks, but you need to be convinced because you think, well, $49.99 sounds like a lot. Well, if you get a steak at a steakhouse in Chicago, you're paying at least that. So instead of just one steak, how about from Omaha Steaks for that same money, you either get or send this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and 4 additional sausages for free. That's 8 kielbasas as part of this massive gift pack that is less than $50. Go to omahasteaks.com, go up to the search bar at the top of the main page, and enter Dan B, just those 4 characters, D-A-N-B. It'll take you right to the family gift pack, and then you just click add to cart, and you got it, a 77% savings and the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was 7 $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on Transcendental Enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
With Dan Durkin is brought to you by Ghostbed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
They're learning on the fly together, but you can't really mask the deficiencies of an offensive line over 16 games.
Lead Bears writer for The Athletic.
It's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Dan Durkin's on Twitter at DJ Durkin. You can read his stuff at The Athletic Chicago, and he joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. The Bears and the Packers ready for winter. And the question, obviously, for the Packers would be the health of Aaron Rodgers and on everything that will depend.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what's interesting about this one is how Mike McCarthy is just basically allowing him to skip a week. Maybe he'll do the walkthrough tomorrow and he still feels comfortable with it. And rightly so. This is a guy who's had the Bears number his entire time in Green Bay over the last 5, 17 touchdowns and one interception. I think that you've really seen him kind of get his swagger back the last couple of weeks. I think the biggest thing that's been lacking for the Packers offense is just that vertical element that you've grown accustomed to. Jordy Nelson has really emerged. Davante Adams has really emerged. I think Nelson's averaging a touchdown a game over the past 7, and he has 90-plus yards in 5 of those games. So that connection has definitely come back. You look at the first time these two teams played, the Bears held Jordy Nelson to one catch, but Davante Adams went for like 13 and 130 or something like that. So I think that needs to be maybe a little bit more balanced this time through with Vic Fangio. They basically rolled coverage Nelson's side of the field the majority of the time. So, you know, for the most part of the game, Rodgers was looking to see where Devontae Bosby was lined up and just throwing the ball immediately to him each time. So I think that the Bears have some things that they've put on film that the Packers will be able to adjust to and vice versa. But there are some intriguing matchups this week. I'm really interested to see what Leonard Floyd's able to do against what I think is one of the better young left tackles in the game, David Bakhtiari.
Dan, the touchdown pass that Rodgers threw to Jordy Nelson, the one where he kept the play alive, obviously he's not moving very well, and basically without his legs, threw it to Nelson in the corner of the end zone, the short corner there, where he comes back for the football. How many other quarterbacks in the NFL could make that throw?
Very few, especially with the velocity that he actually delivered the ball on. I think that they put a timer on that. I'm not sure which program it was that I saw that. But his ability just to bounce just the littlest bit, even though he's playing on a bum calf, I think he gained at least two more seconds to actually allow that to happen. Cam Chancellor was the person that was covering Jordy Nelson in that, which is obviously a situation that, you know, definitely it favors Jordy Nelson, but he gained two more seconds within that particular down to make that throw. So he, you know, and when you talk about Aaron Rodgers, everybody looks at his ability to, you know, really fit the ball in any situation, but I think his athleticism, much like Jay Cutler's, is very underappreciated.
The most amazing part about that is they seem to look at each other, and Rodgers knew where he was going and Nelson knew where to go. Even though there was almost no separation there between the receiver and defensive back, how does that even happen?
Yeah, they work on that stuff. I remember when we had Aaron on a conference call a couple of years ago, I asked him about that, specifically like the back shoulder fade that they had really kind of just perfected between the two of them. And, you know, he said at that point in the season they really hadn't hit many of them. But the follow-up to my question, like his answer was really interesting. He basically talks about in situations where obviously it comes down to trust, but also a situation where he knows only Jordy's going to be able to get the ball, and if the defender's going to get it, he has to go through his body to get there. So he feels like he's going to be able to potentially pull a flag if the pass isn't completed. So they have all of that stuff worked out. Those two have been, you know, connected when you talk about scramble rules coming into play. He always seems to be able to find him, and Jordy knows how to shake guys free. But that just comes from countless hours together in the film room saying, hey, if I get a look here and I'm supposed to run an in-breaking route and you start to scramble, I'm going to break it back to the pylon. I'm going to break it back to the corner. So you're going to be able to put the ball potentially out of bounds, but at the very least, I'm shielding myself between the ball and the defender to where I'm going to secure it and get my feet in. Or if he's going to make a play on the ball, he's got to go through my body to get there.
It's a big test for young Bears linebacker, the rookie Nick Kwiatkowski, and I liked what I saw from him. I continue to have some strong feelings about him as a run defender, and maybe in the passing game, as long as the play is in front of him, not necessarily turning his hips and trying to run with somebody. But hey, he is pressed into action. He's going to be in the game on some third downs. What a test for him to make sure that tight end isn't crossing his face like that happened against Tennessee. This is a big test, and one that if he passes, if he can make sure that he is stout enough in the pass game against this team, I might move my expectations up a tick for the young man.
Yeah, I think those expectations need to be elevated when you think about the nature of Danny Trevathan's injury and just the interplay between those two. Talking about Danny Trevathan rupturing his patellar tendon in week, 12 or 13 of the season. So that to me is going to be a very, very long recovery, which is going to put his availability heading into training camp in doubt and what he's going to be able to do once training camp comes around. So Kwiatkowski is a guy who actually played safety at West Virginia the first couple of years. So he has coverage skills. He actually bulked up. He put on about 20 pounds before, I believe it was his junior year or senior year, to be able to play that linebacker position. So he's always been a guy who's accustomed to route concepts and coverage and being able to play with leverage and understanding where guys are coming, who his responsibility is. Am I looking for number two on this play? Am I looking for number three on this play? So, no, I think that it's interesting to think about if Trevathan's not there. I like that combination of Kwiatkowski and Jarrell Freeman is being able to do that. Freeman's a guy that they were using to line up to the passing strength, and they were putting Trevathan on the strength, so like the tight end side of the formation, to be more of that run guy. And I think that's the same type of formation they would do right now if Freeman were available. So, no, I think that Kwiatkowski for a fourth-round pick has really played very well. You've seen the Bears do pretty well with those middle-round picks. Lance Briggs was a third-round guy. Kwiatkowski's a fourth-round guy. So I think that he does have an opportunity here. The Packers don't use their tight ends all that much in the passing game. This is pretty much a three-man wide receiver group, and then they mix Ty Montgomery in both out of the slot and out of the backfield. But Richard Rodgers, Cook, those guys really haven't gotten it going this year. But they do like a lot of those crossing routes and rub routes, so he definitely will have traffic coming along his way if he's able to pick it up and actually get on that route. It's going to be the biggest challenge for him this week.
Bears said a lot of nice things about Ben Broniker, the undrafted free agent out of Harvard, when they added him to the team this year. He fought through some injuries. He's still on the roster, so they must like him enough. But in looking at Daniel Brown, who I had never heard of and I guess was a wide receiver in college, you know, not terrible, really.
No.
Sometimes the guy moves like an NFL tight end and has made a couple of contested catches. So I guess the notebook is still open for him, too.
Yeah, for sure. He's another guy, a position switch coming into the NFL. He was a 6'5", 225-pound receiver at James Madison who transitioned actually to play tight end in the NFL game. So he is learning a new position on the fly at the highest level of competition. The thing I've really noticed about him is hands catcher. And I make a point of putting that out there. When you see guys who pin the ball against their body to secure it, that leads to incompletions, that leads to just inconsistencies and drop rates going higher for those types of players that don't catch the ball away from their body. He uses his hands to secure the football and then brings it in his body. It sounds so basic, but that fundamental is a huge element, especially when you talk about tight ends. The windows for those guys to make catches before they have somebody actually making impact for them is a split second. So the ability to get the ball in your hands, then secure it against your body, and get ready to get hit by a tight end or by a linebacker or a strong safety as a tight end is a huge skill. So do agree with you. He's been their check down guy. He's been their number three. So basically the hot or just the last guy in the read on that side of the field for Matt Barkley. He has played very well. And I think that he's made some pretty tough catches in traffic. So encouraging to think about that, because who knows what Zach Miller, as much as I love him, is going to have in the tank next year. I think that the tight end position is a huge, huge question mark for the Bears. But it is nice to see some of these younger developmental receivers, I would include him in that, Brown in that group as well, like Cam Meredith, actually making plays when their number is called.
Dan, the Packers lost four in a row, giving up about 40 a game. Last three games, they're giving up 12 a game. They've won all three. Clay Matthews is hurt. How is this happening?
You know, I think Dom Capers has schemed very well, Barry. One of the things that I've always liked about him, and Vic Fangio is a disciple of Dom Capers. He was with him in Carolina. He was with him in Houston. But Dom Capers' willingness to mix and match personnel and actually make offenses adjust to his personnel groupings. This Packers defense is decimated when you talk about the back seven of it. They have gone through so many different players at the cornerback position, but the thing that's been consistent for them is their safety play. They have three very good safeties that they like to use. You know, Morgan Burnett, you think about Micah Hyde. They have guys that they're in, Clinton Dix. He uses those big nickels, so when they go to five defensive backs, three of them are typically safeties, and then when they go big dime, so three of them are safeties and that, he gets the best of both worlds because he trusts all three of those guys to play in run support, but they can also all turn around and carry a guy up the vertical seam or carry a guy into the flat. So he has a lot of versatility with how he uses his back seven, but he brings a lot of pressure at the same time. So being able to roll in defensive backs who are going to play against the run and then also be able to be responsible in pass coverage as well is what's allowed this to happen. The beginning of the season, the Packers are playing against the run is better than any team in the league. I mean, they were just flying to the football. Nick Perry is a guy that's going to be out. He was a big part of that. But I think that there will be some opportunities for the Bears to get to the second and third level of this Packers defense. But I think it's been Capers' ability to adjust to the athletes that he has in the back seven and use the right guys to fit in the C gap and the D gap on some of the run schemes.
Outstanding, Dan. Try to enjoy the game as best you can. It will be memorable, to say the least.
It will. It's going to be so cold. And, I mean, nobody can ever say that NFL players don't earn their money when you think about the conditions these guys are going to play in on Sunday.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Thank you.
That is Dan Durkin. And coming up next from United Center, Casey Johnson of the Tribune will talk Bulls, who are getting set to play the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. You've got Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Bears are now 3-10 and are preparing to play spoiler to the Packers. We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's, save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Fair, specializing in private and corporate catering. Whether you're hosting the season's annual family get-together or planning a holiday office party, Real Urban Barbecue's special holiday packages are customizable for every need and occasion, and their seamless service makes hosting a breeze because they're doing it. It's nice. Visit realurbanbarbecue.com to download the holiday menu featuring items like slow-smoked prime rib. Think about that for a second. Smoked ham and char-crusted beef tenderloin. Traditional sides, homemade desserts from the famous Real Urban Bakery. So call the holiday hotline at 847-861-1190 to place your order today. Real Urban Barbecue, located in Highland Park, Vernon Hills, Oak Brook, and coming soon to Skokie.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships. Dating. Celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK. And this week in 2012, Gangnam Style by South Korean musician Psy became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views. Interesting items in music. The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom. Interesting items. Interesting items. And music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Got some great matchups coming up against Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Just go to NUSports.com. For the Bears, a game against the Packers happening at Soldier Field on Sunday. It will be cold. Did you know that? Yeah, it's going to be as cold as it is today. At least that's the expectation. 2 degrees at noon, which is game time. Coach John Fox says...